This is our returning champion, Buck Riley from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Stand by to see Buck play for a dune buggy valued at $6,100. Tonight on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Cadillac Eldorado valued at $35,679 for $610. All the prizes and a cash jackpot of $51,000 for $830. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim.
Good evening. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Nice to have you here with us, and we are delighted to welcome back our fine champion, Buck Riley. Hello, Buck.
Hi. Hi,
good
Jim.
To see
how are
you
doing?
Again.
I'm doing fine.
Did very well on our last show. You decided to pass on a car phone and put your money in the bank and risk it and play on dune buggy. Next thing up the line. That could be a nice prize. Are you all set to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, good luck. And here to introduce the challengers who are going to face this fine champion, Summer Bartholomew. Hi, Summer.
Hi.
Exciting show, because not only did Buck wind up winning, but my goodness, one of the challengers, Andra, had over what, $5,000 in cash and prizes.
Yes, it was close.
Good evening for her. Who do you have for us?
It certainly was. Our first challenger is an obstetrician for a women's hospital, originally from Lahui, Kauai. Help us welcome Colleen Inouye.
Hello, Colleen.
Our second challenger is an exotic wholesaler, originally from Boulder, Colorado. Let's greet Paul Ehrman.
Hi, Paul. And you'll have some missing bargains for us, Emma. All right, thank you. Paul, an exotic wholesaler. Can we talk about that?
Well, the exotic refers to cars, and I put people together with their dreams on wheels.
Oh, well, we've got an exotic one back there somebody could win.
Yeah, I've noticed
all
that.
Right, yeah, you noticed it. Well, good. Nice to have you here, Paul. Colleen, obstetrician for a woman's hospital. Sounds interesting.
Right. I deliver babies. I love it. It's a very happy experience for everybody.
Oh, do you have any of your own?
No, not yet.
Oh. Are you planning?
Yes,
I am. Oh, you believe in the product then, right?
I do.
Okay. Good night here, Colleen. $20 starts off all three players. Good luck to you as we start with this question. What TV series stars Daniel J. Travanti as Paul?
Hill Street Blues.
Playing the part of Ferrillo. He's got, boy, he shouted that out. Hill Street Blues is right. $5 for the correct answer, and Paul goes to 25. Legend says that this drink was named by oil workers who used to stir the vodka and orange juice. Colleen.
Screwdriver.
Used to stir the vodka and orange juice with one of their tools. Yes, the screwdriver is what it is, and Colleen adds 5. What is the last name of the only father and son to serve as U.S. presidents? Buck?
Adams.
Adams, John, and John Quincy, and Buck keeps called of the buzzer. He gets 5. We've got a 3-way tie. Off and running, all three players. Nicely done. What classic book by Dickens opens with the line, "It was the best of times," Paul?
Tale of Two Cities.
It was the worst of times, and it was a correct answer for Paul. So Tale of Two Cities it is. Paul goes into the lead. Traditionally served hop, this Japanese liquor is made from, Colleen?
Sake.
Sake. Sake, yes, indeed. Yes. Would that possibly have anything to do with your heritage? Go ahead. Yes. Fermented rice is what I was going to say. It is time now for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. We've got an interesting situation because we've got a tie. Paul and Colleen, you're in a tie. Only one of you can have this. So when you hear that low Sale of the Century price, one of you hit the buzzer, and this is yours.
You deserve a helper for those dirty dishes with KitchenAid Superba Portable Dishwasher. It converts to a built-in when remodeling or building. And it has a special soak cycle, energy saver, and a hardwood cutting board top. Furnished by KitchenAid. This kitchen helper is normally priced at $770. Today on Sale of the Century, it can be yours for only $6.
Well, now, obviously the maid and the butler are enjoying their work over here, but the question is, Paul and Colleen, are one of you going to enjoy this $779 beautiful item for $5? $4. I'd love for one of you to have it. $3. Going one. $2. Going one. Paul will buy for $2. Enjoy it for just $2. We knocked the $2 off your score. However, you go down to 28, just trailing by 2. You've got yourself a $779 item for $2. Back with this. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Name the famous Colleen?
Mary Poppins.
I love the way they worded this. Name the movie Madam. Madam, who made that magic word famous? Mary Poppins it is. You're right, Colleen. You've added another 5. Name the 984-foot structure that indelibly identifies the city of Paris. Paul.
The Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower is exactly what it is, and Paul goes over the $30 mark. What was it about Cyrano de Bergerac that made him so, Colleen?
His nose.
Yeah, that would make you self-conscious. You're right, his long nose to be exact. Colleen goes up to 40. Yes, indeed. That's the signal for the Fame Game, where we play not for dollars up there, but we play for dollars, prizes, whatever's behind a number you pick if you get control of that Fame Game board. We're looking for a famous person. Kind of a long question. Buzz in when you think you know this famous person. I was born in Iowa in 1925. In World War II, I served in the Navy aboard the USS Pennsylvania. I wrote for Red Skelton, and when he was hurt, I filled in for him. This led to a job as host of an ABC TV game show called Who Do You Trust? Buck.
Johnny Carson.
That's how Johnny Carson got started, and you've got that pick of the board, Buck. What number looks good to you up there?
Number 7.
And behind number 7, we have Mystery Money, or pick again.
Now, Buck, there is money behind that sign that says Mystery Money. We don't know how much is there. You can take that Mystery Money, or you can pass on that to pick another number. I know there's a $5 money card up there, or a $10 money card to be added to your score, or prizes. Do you want that money, or do you want to pick another number?
I want the money.
He's going to pick the number. Well, I hope. What do you think? Did he make a good choice? Everybody thinks you made a good choice. We'll find out if he did. $700, he did indeed. Got yourself $700 in cash. That is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. Buck made a good choice. Will he win the game? We'll find out a little later. Don't go away. Very good game, and it's close. Paul's at $33, Colleen in the lead at $40, Buck's at $25. Buck's got some cash. Paul's got, he's got a washer dryer there, a washing machine, right? Yes, yeah. Something like that.
Dishwasher.
You see how much, dishwasher, thank you. You see how much I know about appliances, friends. Let's get back with this. The gunfight at the OK Corral took place in an Arizona town with an appropriate, Buck.
Tombstone.
That's the appropriate name, Tombstone it is. Buck quick with the buzzer goes to $30. Name a Russian composer who wrote the thunderous 1812 Overture. Buck?
Tchaikovsky.
That's right, Peter Ilyich, to be exact, if you know him personally. Tchaikovsky it is. Buck goes to 35. What is a German trying to tell you when he says Dankeschön? Colleen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Got it. We got another 5. Colleen up to 45. And I must say, all 3 players going with those buzzers very quickly. Good players. In 1979, a major accident occurred near Middletown, Pennsylvania. Colleen.
3 Mile Island.
A nuclear reactor, 3 Mile Island is exactly what it is. And Paul's shaking his head as Colleen was quick with a buzzer. Well, Colleen, now, you have a $15 lead over Buck, a $17 lead over Paul. You've got a little breathing space, and you can buy this.
Colleen, you won't be off your rocker very often when it's this lovely rocking chair from Finland. Plush and comfortable with an attractive birch frame furnished by Finlandia Furniture. And it's normally priced at $1,073. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you, Summer. Colleen, do you like that chair?
Nice.
Over a $1,000 chair for
beautiful.
$11. You have a $15 lead. If you bought it, you would still have a $4 lead. Let me bring it over, let's bring it over $1,500. If I give you $400 in cash to go with it, you would still have the lead, but it would be only $4. You'd have the chair and $400 in cash for $11. Going once, going twice, he's going to buy. Likes the chair, likes the money. Enjoy that. Knock the $11 off your score, and you still have the lead, but you go down to $39. Very close now, 33, 39, 35. Back with us for all 3 players. Native to the forest of West Africa, it's the largest of the apes. Paul.
Gorilla.
Gorilla's what it is. Paul has another 5, closer to being $1 of Colleen. 2 Irish brothers named McWhirter compiled a book containing strange and incredible world records. Colleen.
Guinness World Book of Records?
That's right. The Guinness Book of World Records. It is. We needed Guinness and McWhirter, the ones who started it. You're right, and you go over the $40 mark again. What's the name of the major river that flows through London? Paul?
The Thames.
Thames is exactly what it is. Paul and Colleen going quick. Boy, Buff, you better get going. They're beginning to pull away a little bit. Fine champion, but not trailing by much. What's a name the title character in English literature who visited Lilliput? Paul?
Gulliver.
Gulliver took those travels, and Paul takes another $5 and goes into the lead now by 4. To which ancient university are Rhodes Scholarships awarded? Paul?
Oxford University.
Oxford is right, and boy, Paul goes over the $50 mark. Finishes strong there. Yeah, you probably know that the Rhodes Scholarships are given for academics and for athletics. Some interesting people have won it. Pat Hayden was one, Senator Bill Bradley, and songwriter Chris Christopherson was also a Rhodes Scholarship. We'll be back. Well, Paul Ehrman finished that last segment strong, and he forged into the lead. It is Paul at $53, Colleen at $44, the champion trails at $35. Well, I have added a $15 money card up there. There's a 5, a 10, and a $15 money card up on the board. You can get control with this. A famous city is what we're looking for. Famous city.
I was a small village when Captain William Brown sailed into my harbor in 1794. In my language, my name means sheltered bay. In the 1800s, I became a major Pacific whaling base. From 1803 to 1811, I was the home of King Kamehameha.
What? Hawaii.
Incorrect. I have a breath for the question. No dollar value. Don't say anything now. I'll continue for Paul and Colleen. I am often called the crossroads of the Pacific. Colleen.
Honolulu.
Yes, I asked for the city, a famous city, and you gave me the... Sorry about that, but Colleen is not unhappy about it because she has the pick of the board.
I'll pick number 3.
And behind number 3, we have $10.
The $10 money card. We add that $10 to Colleen's score, and she goes into a $1 lead over Paul at 54. Paul winced a little bit when I said lead there. Buck, you are back in now as all three players compete for $5 with this question. In 1981, the U.S. Senate confirmed the appointment of the first woman to the Supreme Court. Paul.
Sandra Day O'Connell.
Ooh, let me check with our judge. What?
Wrong.
Oh, what?
O'Connell.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. You said O'Connell. It's Sandra Day O'Connor. I'm sorry
right,
about
it
that.
It is that.
you lose $5 for that, Paul. Sorry about that. It is clearly a different name. We have to penalize you for that. But back with this. Let's get going for the three of you with this. Which of your fingers shares its name with an alphabetical reference list? Buck.
Index.
Index finger is right when Buck goes to 40. Who played the father in the famous movie Custody Battle, Kramer versus Kramer?
Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman is right, just beating everyone to the buzzer. Colleen has another 5. And Colleen, you stretched out your lead a little bit. You're back to an $11 lead with an instant bargain. Can we interest you in this?
Colleen, you'll enjoy your travel time with a great runabout. This sturdy scooter features electronic ignition, automatic oil injection, and a hidden spare tire. It's furnished by Kawasaki, and it's normally priced at $1,799. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $16.
Oh, isn't that terrific? What a fun great thing this is. Colleen, do you like this?
I love it.
$1,799. Now, it would cost $16.
That's true.
But I love ties. So you have an $11 lead over Paul. I will sell it to you for $11. You'd have this beauty for $11 and be in a tie with Paul for the lead. Going once. Going twice. And no sale. Oh, I thought she might like it. Oh, all together now. Oh. That was not an editorial comment about our commercials. We will be right back. Our champion, Buck Riley, is in a little bit of a problem. He's in third place right now. Buck's at 40. Paul's in second place at 48. Colleen, who didn't want to buy, in the lead at 59. Back with this question. What are the first three words in the text of the King James Bible?
In the beginning.
You got it. Yes, in the beginning. Right. Up to 53. What made you get those obscure books, you know? Paul adds another 5. What modern city was first known as Byzantium and then called?
Constantinople.
More information, please.
Istanbul.
Yes, indeed. It went from Byzantium to Constantinople to Istanbul, and the modern name is Istanbul. You've got another 5. Pulls up within $1 of Colleen. Name the TV series which is set in Boston's St. Eligius. Colleen?
St. Elsewhere.
That's the hospital, and I think you might know something about hospitals, Colleen. Colleen is right for another 5. We have added a big $25 money card up there on the board. On our last show, Buck found a $25 money card and won the day. Let's see what happens now. We're looking for a famous person. I was born in 1832. I am an English author who wrote many books on mathematics under my real name, Charles Ludwig Dodson. I wrote one of the most... Paul.
Lewis Carroll.
Yes, indeed. That's exactly who it is. Yes. Writing for a little Alice. And Paul, big pick of the board for you.
6.
And behind number 6, we have $15.
Ricky Ward is the 25.
Behind the number 8.
25 behind number 8. But Paul found a money card. We add that to his score. The $15 puts him into the lead. And now we finish up the game with a speed round. As many questions as we can get in 1 minute. So may I have 60 seconds on the clock. And it is Paul in the lead at 73. Colleen at 64. The champion Buck in third place at 40. But a lot of questions. Good luck as we start the speed round now. According to the song, what is a many splendored thing? Paul, Colleen.
Love.
Right. Name the name Adam's partner in Eden. Buck.
Eve.
Right. What's the better known name of the American bison? Paul.
Buffalo.
Right. What do Chinese people do in their walks? Colleen.
Cook.
Right. In the classic film, who played Dr. Strangelove? Paul.
Peter Sellers.
Right. Name the largest planet in the solar system. Buck.
Jupiter.
Right. What descriptive word do we give to violent seismic activity? Paul.
Earthquake.
Right. In what American city can you stroll around the loop? Colleen.
Chicago.
Right. Who composed the famous musical piece Bolero? Buck.
Tchaikovsky.
Wrong. Name the eastern state that has the postal abbreviation PA. Paul.
Pennsylvania.
Right. Name the young heiress who was kidnapped by the SLA. Colleen.
Patty Hearst.
Right. What museum is the permanent home of the Mona Lisa? Paul.
The Louvre.
Right. Who wrote the book The Red Badge of Courage?
Time.
And Paul, you are the new champion. Congratulations. Back to the new champion in just a moment. First of all, and in case you're not familiar with our rule, when time runs out, the player has to be in the middle of the question. We'll let them finish, but no one was started on that, answering that last one, which was, of course, Stephen Crane, who wrote The Red Badge of Courage. And the famous musical piece Bolero was written by Ravel, Ravel's Bolero. And that might have thrown the champion off a little bit there. Well, the champion didn't make it another day. We've got to say goodbye, Buck. Sorry about that. You passed on one great prize to try for something better, and it didn't work out for you. However, you do have yourself $745 in cash, and our thanks to a fine player. Thank you, Buck. Colleen did very well with one day. She's got that rocking chair, $484 in cash. So, Colleen, a one-day total in excess of $1,500. Congratulations to you. And our new champion, Paul Ehrman, is going back shopping with me. Come on up here, Paul. Congratulations. Very nicely done. And you didn't get thrown by that O'Connell O'Connor
just for 5 seconds.
Just for a few seconds. Well, you came back strong. You finished with $98. You have enough money to buy this.
Be a smooth operator with this great portable cellular car telephone. Operates on standard current or its own rechargeable batteries. Comes in an aluminum case for use at home or office. Furnished by Leader Communications. And this fantastic prize, normally priced at $3,000, yours for only $85 on sale of the century.
Just $85 is all it would cost. You've got $98 that you won with. So you could just spend $85, walk away with that, and leave us. However, you could come back, take the risk that you could win again. The next thing up the line you've seen is that dune buggy. Now, if you go further on, spending a little more money or making a little more money, if you got the $390, you're a good player. You could maybe get to that. $390 would get you this.
Drape yourself in elegance with this luxurious full-length fur coat. Classical vertical design with full skirt. Rich brown fashionable fur from Dicker & Dicker of Beverly Hills. This lovely fur coat, normally priced at $9,000, yours for only $390 on sale of the century.
Just $390 is what it would cost you, and you have $98 in your bank account now. Dara doesn't want to give that coat up. Are you single or married?
I'm single.
Oh. While you two talk about the coat, while I talk about this, Paul, if you get to $610, that's all it would take. $610. You like cars. You might like driving away with this.
Step up to luxury with the Cadillac Eldorado, a gorgeous convertible. With the sportiness of a custom personal car and the comfort and engineering sophistication of a great luxury car. Furnished by Modern Motors. And this prize normally priced at $35,679. Yours for only $610 on sale of the century.
Oh, that is a beauty for $610. And if you keep on winning, keep on taking the risk, putting the money into the bank, get your bank account up to $830. That's what it would take for you to have everything we've got on this stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $51,000.
In total, that $830 would translate into $124,659. But that's a ways away. You've got a decision to make, whether to take the phone and leave or play on. And we'll get your decision, Paul, in just a moment. Paul Erdman. Winning with $98, you could buy that mobile phone with that money and leave us. Or Put your $98 into the bank, trying to build bigger and better things. The dune buggy is next. You haven't seen a beautiful necklace, the fur coat, the car up the line. Who knows? Maybe everything we've got here. But it is a risk. Every time you do it, it is a risk. So, Paul, do you want to take that phone and leave or put your money in the bank and try for something better?
I like it here. I'm going to stay.
He's going to stay. All right. We will put your money in the bank then. He's passing on that. And I do hope that you will stay with us as Paul continues up the ladder, maybe for everything, as we add another $1,000 in the cash jackpot. There'll be $52,000 in there next time on Sailor to Century. Bye for now.
Suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.